My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I really did try all week long to be positive. And while we're not going to, I don't think, harp on this all morning long, because we got a whole bunch of stuff to get to. We got a lot of baseball and football to get to, and then some odd stories as well that include the demise of almost one of our coworkers here at the radio station, which we'll get to next hour. You know, when I thought that the Mets would be a good team, and let me be clear, they are. They're better than most. They're over 500. They're still five games over, and they lost to a very good team in the Diamondbacks last night. Brandon Nimmo's post-game conversation with reporters was interesting, accurate, I think a little unnecessary, but whatever. And if you don't know what I mean, we'll get to that too in a little bit.
Okay.
You know, they're playing a really good team, like they played a really good team in San Diego. I think the thing that really irks me watching them are when you go back to April and the early part of May, and you look at Sunday's loss where Diaz gives up the home run and they lose a game. They were leading 2-0 and in the eighth inning, and they are literally, I think it was 4 or 5 outs away from taking 3 of 4 from the team that has played the best baseball since the All-Star break. It was a wasted opportunity by the bullpen, by a guy that they have to be the best version of himself to get to the postseason. All right, so you had that on Sunday, but I tried to stay positive. They split the series. All was good. They were the better team for 8 innings, and it just happened. Okay. They go out and they win a game in Arizona where they stop the Diamondbacks' 6-game winning streak, and they do it in impressive fashion. They fall behind last night, but what we've seen from the Mets over the last couple of months is that they're not out of a ball game. You never know. They come back. They take the lead. Everything is going wonderful. And then the 8th inning happens.
Yeah.
And here we go with the bullpen again. First things first, I mean, Phil Maton, can you throw a strike? You can't walk the batter on 4 straight balls. So be it. He does so. He gets the next 2 outs. Now, we can sit here and argue all you want. Should Carlos Mendoza have gone to Edwin Diaz in that spot or given Maton another batter because he just had got 2 outs and all was good? I'm not going to argue that point either way. I think you can make the case for give him another batter and leave Diaz for, especially with who they're facing at the bottom of the order, and let's leave Diaz to start a nice clean inning.
You would assume 2 guys in the 8th and ninth hole, he can mow them down.
Exactly. Like
that's the way I looked at it.
You could also make the case Diaz should do that too.
Yeah.
And that's why I think either way you go is fine. You can argue both. Edwin Diaz comes in, and it's the same thing. I'm not saying he's not ready, but it's as if he's not ready to throw a strike. And he walks the first batter, and then he walks the next batter in Perdomo, who battled him a little bit after he falls behind 2-0 again, and then he gives up the grand slam. And you're sitting here saying, what in the hell just happened? And now they find themselves even in the series. We'll have to go out today to try and win the series. And I'm not saying they can't. They got, you know, they got their guy on the mound in Peterson, who's been really good. This offense has woken up a little bit. But these two losses, if you're going to catch up to teams like the Braves or the Diamondbacks or the Padres, can't happen. And when the one guy that you really relied on to start the season falters, you have no chance.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.